Begin the current daven mesach. This erim and daf ches. We begin amad base. We begin with teis de maskel. Teis begins the words of the gemara. Mav ha'asa kanadal a mavoi that's made like a centipede. Teis will come and explain what's this exact case, which is different than the way Rashi says it. Perush Rabbeinu Tam, he explains from a voice katanim, what you have is that the smaller alleyways are pesuchel a mavoi gadol meshnei tzadim. Opens up to the larger alleyway actually from both sides. But just the in and zay connected zay. It's just not one opposite the other one. Because in kin, if that would be the case, have a falashim, then there would be that they were open on both sides, because they would just go straight across the large mavi, and it would be considered open on both sides to Rosh Hashanah, which then it would have a different halacha. It wouldn't be the halacha that the Gemara is making sound, where mavi akum would be a mavi mafulish. Now, more of a kinyan zehim karagli hanadl. And based on this interpretation, so this is now makes sense that it's like the legs of a centipede, that has two rows of legs on the right and the left. Just vehim zesh like an egedze, it's just not one opposite the other, and that's actually how centipede is. And again, therefore, whereas other mefarshim seem to say that it's on one side, here the Rebbein Tam is saying it's on both sides, just zesh like an egedze, exactly like the centipede. Ketanek says the master begins the words of Gemara, Bahu mava akum, the hab narda, but there was this bent mava narda, v'ramaleh chomer derav, and they imposed the stringencies of Rav. Interestingly, so what the Gemara's question is, we're talking about this case of the mava made like a centipede. So Abayi says you make a tzuris pesach for the large mava. No, the other ones were the lech. Rav says, who are you going like? Obviously like Shmuel, who says like a mava sasim. And that's why you don't have to do tzuris pesach by where the bends of the smaller ones into the large one. But then why even doing a tzuris pesach? Obviously, because we have to go like the stringency of Rav. And Rav holds as like mafulish. If that's the case, then you should have to have more than what you're requiring. And moreover, the Gemara even says that even in the place of Shmuel, they were stringent like Rav. So obviously we have to do like Rav. So that's going to explain that although that story that the Gemara's Rav is referencing from that Mavi that they had in Arda, that they did the stringency like Rav, they also did the stringency of Shmuel, who says that by Mav Mafulish you have to actually make a door, but still says to me, my dechash and amalei Shmuel, but the fact that they were also stringent to the opinion of Shmuel, that loy part that the Gemara was not asking, wait a second, so then it should actually even require a door if you're treating the Mavi Akum like Mafulish like Rav, then not only to the Pesach as Rav says, it also require doors. That wasn't the Gemara's question. To be the Tzarech Dlasa that they should also require doors, just like they required over there. The reason for that is because the Hadachashu, this, that they were requiring that Mishum din Arda Asur de Shmuel Hava, because Arda was the location of Shmuel. So, of course, it makes sense that there they were going to be concerned for his opinion. Hadachashu, the Rav Asur de Shmuel, but that's different. The fact that they were concerned for Rav's opinion, and even the locale of Shmuel, Parak Shah, but that's definitely a good question that Rav is having in the Bayi. From there, it's obvious that looks like Rav. That the Mavi Akum has halacha like Mefulish, and therefore this is Asik Nadal would actually have to, it would be not enough for the Lech Bekar the way you're saying it, rather it would require also a Tzuris HaPesach, and again it's only asking it from Rav, and that's how Rav actually amends it, and not from the teaching of Shmuel. So next says the Matzah begins with the Gemara, Menichas Akar Balachs, and you place the crossbeam on a diagonal. Tzuriskam explained it from Rashi that you actually utilize that area, and why? Because we're saying if, let's say, one wall of the alleyway goes longer than the other one, but it's within Dalet Amos, then you can put the car on the diagonal. Pirush HaKadosh Rashi explains, and Mishtamish Kan Baruch HaMekamekzen, you can actually use that area along that diagonal by the long one where that wall ends and by the short one where that wall ends, again, on the diagonal. Says Tais, but didn't he mention Pirushkin? And the halacha is like him, the way he explains. Logic is like that, because the Ili Temachi, if you would not say like the way Rashi says, then why would we tell you to put the crossbeam at a diagonal? We want it as close as possible to the Mavi itself, and it has to at least be attached to the Mavi, because something like the Gemara tells later on, when you have these two pegs coming out of the two front walls of the Mavi, that we say, according to the one that says generally you're allowed to use the area beneath the car, it's actually been given forbidden, because actually we say that the outer part is Yared Vesayisim, which means to say that it's a little bit distant. So ask me as much as possible closer to the Mavi. Now, even though over here, in contrast to that case over there, where it's in the front, here it's actually on top of the Mavi itself, still says, it's not a reason to differentiate based on logic. Rather, the beam has to be as much as possible attached to the Mavi. And the fact that you're saying, no, you could put it on the diagonal, obviously is that the reason why you're putting it that way is because you can utilize that area. Because if you weren't, then we would say to make it as closer than that, because you're not using the area anyway, we would say connect it or cut. So obviously, the diagonal, you could use that area. And then Tayyis Ezra and Timmy begin to say, but the Hechashar Lishtamash Negedach, how does this make sense to utilize the area that's opposite the longer wall? Based on the structure, there's only really two walls. You have the wall of the longer side of the Mavi, and you have the back wall of the Mavi. But the third wall, that of the shorter wall, you don't have because that already ended. So how are you doing it with only two walls? That's the Tayyis Bisham. What you can say is the Islay, because this man that holds Karmisha Mechitza, that the crossbeam itself functions as a partition. That's the third wall. And as Tosfos explained, the one who holds that the Kohen works as a mechitza, that's even in the biblical context. Like this pair, so that's the third wall. Or Yinami Tosfos says another approach, since one side is longer, so we could presume people are not going to be walking over there, and therefore the Rabban, they didn't decree over there. They said, you're allowed to carry over there, even though there's no three walls. Why? In this case, we'll view that area as it's secondary to the Mavi, even though it has an area of 4 Tfachim squared, which generally then we say that we are concerned for them. No, since the Mavi itself has three walls, that area where people are not walking there anyway because the longer wall blocks them, so therefore that's going to be considered bottled to the Mavi, and therefore it's going to have that permissibility of the Mavi itself. So next says, as we begin the words of Gemara, everyone agrees with Bein L'chayim, but that between the side post, the Asa that's forbidden to utilize that area. Just explain what's the reason. Because the Gemara had a machlekes regarding can you use the area beneath the crossbeam. That says Rav Chisda, but everyone agrees, but opposite the side post, then it's forbidden. Which I says, time and Mishum, the reason is because the Lechi Habafel Masha, because the side post, that is valid even if it's just a minute amount. Oh, if you can use that area of Aslavuk, you might very quickly and easily come to carry Nusha Zerab. But by the crossbeam that is a thickness of a Tefach, like Lamechish, if you use that area, it doesn't mean you're right away going to carry it because it has some distance, has some on the width, and therefore we're not continuing to come to carry in Nusha Zerab. Because as Tesis forewarns, in Lafarsh, don't explain the time of Rav Chizda, the reason of Chizda, that he holds that everyone agrees that by the Lechi, you're not going to be able to use the area of Mishum Diksavik, Kari, Mishum Hacker, because he holds that the crossbeam, that functions like a hacker. That's why it was instituted. That you should not come to carry from the Mavit to Rosh Hashanah. But anything that's beneath it is considered part of the Mavit, if you're allowed to use it. But the Lechi, Mishum Mechitza, Mishum Hacker, but the side post functions as a Mechitza and a hacker. Oh, the Rebbein L'chayayim Asa, if you not use the area by the Lechi, and you can't use it, El Mechita Shalefnim, because since the function is Mechita, you can only use the, it's a Chudi HaPanimi is considered Seisim, and it's only from inner of that that's going to be considered as the wall, and that's the Tosfos says, no, don't say that's the reason to the friendship between the Kohen and the Lechi. The Abaye is Leil El, because the Abaye was quoted previously in Avheim and Av, Gabi Hayu, Gabi Macho, Chav, if let's say the crossbeam was higher than 20 Amis, of all the Mighty coming to lower it down, Lechadlish, according to one interpretation, that Kari Mishum Mechitza, that the Kari functions as a Mechitza, and Vekoshkein Lechi, and for sure the Lechi functions as a Mechitza, and Vekama Besamach, and shortly Abaye tells us that Mestabim Milsad Rabbi Yechanan is logical, the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan. When he talks about the using the area of the Kairi and the Lechi, that this, he says, permitted, says Abai, Rabbi Yechim is only talking about Tachas beneath the crossbeam. Of Bein Lechayim, also, but between the disciples, is going to be forbidden. Now, if the reason why it's forbidden to utilize the area by the Lechi is because he holds Lechi Moshe Mechitza, so then Abai should have also said that it's going to be forbidden beneath the Kairi because Abai holds Kairi Moshe Mechitza. Obviously, that's not the reason to differentiate. And so the Rabbah Nami is Leibah Perik, and Rabbah also holds later on this Perik, the Tavai Mishum Ekeira, that both the Lech and the Kari function as a hacker. And shortly Rabbah agrees, they now use the area by the Lechi, where it has a width of 4 Tfachim. Now if the reason why beneath the Kari is going to be permitted, and between the Lechi is us, is because the Kari is a hacker and the Lechi is Mishum Echitza, so then Rabbah should have permitted to utilize the area beneath the Kari, because Rabbah holds that the Kari is also as a hacker. Right, it's obviously that's not the reason. Rather, the reason is because the Lechi is Manu Ramad. There, you could be concerned that quickly a person might come to carry Rishos Haram, but the Kari has a Sheva Tafach. They were not concerned that someone's going to come to carry it out into Rishos Haram.